You're doing good. Just think you only got about 10 more minutes and you can give your voice a rest and take care of your cooties.
Welcome to USA FBL Fingerboard Podcast. I'm your host, Levine Cunningham, and I got my co-host, Gary Graves.
Yo, 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 what's up? Another weekly episode or monthly or whatever it is of the Gary and Levine Show. Let's do it.
Definitely. We've got a lot of stuff up on the podcast this week for sure.
Hey, let me ask you, why does it sound like you just got done screaming at a metal concert or something?
Oh man, I've had a blast over the weekend at Fingerboarding Con, but I think I might have caught some cooties. So the voice is a little raspy, but we're gonna muscle through it.
Sounds good.
I think it's I just lost my voice. I think that's what it is, because I don't think I've talked so much my entire life, and had a hell of a time over the weekend for sure.
So what happened this last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, or 3 weekends ago?
It was last weekend. So we had the largest fingerboarding weekend just fly by us. We had Rendezvous after party, and then Fingerboarding Con the following day. So as an introvert, I don't even really, get out and talk that much to a lot of people. So I think I just lost my voice. I think that's what happened.
I've seen a lot of clips and videos of it. It looked like an awesome time. I'm really bummed I didn't make it to it, but, when work calls.
No, I feel that. You gotta strong arm your work and be like, I'm gonna not be here. You guys just gotta figure that out.
I was thinking about that, but I'm also trying to work as much as possible so I can make it to the summer event in Berlin.
So. Oh, the Fast Fingers event.
Yeah.
Black River. Right on.
I gotta pick my battles and play them carefully.
I feel that. It's going to be a good time. I'm excited for this. This year is looking really, really good as far as fingerboarding goes. I'm not even going to lie. Like, fingerboarding is a very great spot.
Dude, I've seen an event pop up in Louisville, and I guess you're sponsoring that as well at Home Skate Shop?
Yeah. He reached out to me and stuff and kind of picked my brain a little bit on hosting events and stuff like that. And I'm like, dude, you should definitely do that. And I'm like, you should probably reach out to Gary. That's his hometown. That's where he's at.
Right, yeah. He messaged me about it, and I seen the flyer and everything. I'm like, all right, I can get behind this.
So stoked to see some stuff happening in your spot as well. Right. So
let's do it.
It's growing. Man, anyways, let's get into this. So we've got summer events. We've got 22 sanctioned USAFBL events happening this summer and this fall. Like I said earlier, fingerboarding is definitely in a great spot. We've got Dallas, Texas leading us off May 4th. I mean, you're talking like 2 weeks from when this cast comes out. Like, we've got summer events basically happening every single week going on across all of North America. So we've got a lot of stuff going on there. Definitely check out usafbl.com to get more information on all of these events. And then we've got league memberships, which I don't even think I have kind of updated you guys on how this is looking as far as what the site and all that stuff goes along with. So we had a meeting with the developers last week. We're probably about 60-70% there as far as getting everything like finalized, updated, and being able to launch this stuff. And my expectations for the presentation and stuff for the site was like here. And anybody listening, it's like, my eyebrow level to my face. And I'm about to raise where we're actually at to like right above my head. Like the level of presentation as far as being able to put together a customizable profile, connect with other fingerboarders, have your stats and your medals and everything listed on the website, it is very, very, very professional. It looks really good. It's super excited.
So the people that haven't got a league membership yet, is it too late for them, or can they still hop on the bandwagon here?
No, it is not too late. So if you guys have not picked up a league membership, definitely get on the site. I'll have a link in the description and stuff as well. This is a way to basically correlate what's going on with the sanctioned events and upping your experience to the max. So league memberships with sanctioned events, they go hand in hand. It's a great experience.
Yeah, they're like kissing right in the middle.
Something like that.
I knew I was going to throw off your reaction on that one. All right.
But yeah, let's get into King of the Plies.
Let's do it. So what exactly is King of the Plies?
So we got to give some credit, because we took a lot of what Thrasher's King of the Road did and King of Berlin did as well. We kind of made our own multi-city outdoor street fingerboarding team event. And so essentially, it's a video submission contest, and we've got 10 teams representing 10 different cities battling it out in the most entertaining and just compelling way to complete a list of fingerboarding challenges.
Bro, I've been seeing a little bit of the behind the scenes footages and it's been popping off. But so you mentioned these 10 teams. What are the 10 teams involved right now?
Yeah, man, we've got Pipsqueak Wheels out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, Fatty's Pre-Roll, Detroit, Michigan, This Fingerboards, Denver, Colorado, Port City Fingerboarding Crew, Wilmington, North Carolina, Zagheads out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, Yuck Fingerboards out of Orlando, Florida, Colt Boards out of Cleveland, Ohio, Teak Tuning, Rochester, New York, Kems out of Bismarck, North Dakota, and Gone Fingerboard, Dallas, Texas.
Bro, that's a pretty very broad range of teams. They're all
Yeah,
over.
I'm excited to see how they put together their video submissions, how they represent their brand, their city, and of course, the B-roll that goes along with completing all of these challenges.
Oh, absolutely. So, what are the rules of King of the Play?
So yeah, they got a each team needs to produce a team of 3 to 5 people. One of those needs to be a filmer slash editor. They've got the each team will have the same list of 20 challenges, and they need to complete a minimum of 10 out of the 20 challenges. All challenges need to be recorded to count. The contest started April 4th, and the contest ends tomorrow, Thursday, April 25th.
No pressure, guys.
No
So
pressure.
by the time this comes out, will this be done?
So
Or
when we
it'll be
launch
close to be done,
this,
yeah.
yeah, they're gonna have all their videos will be submitted us to us.
Dang. So for these teams, what is at stake?
So every team came in with a buy-in and a sponsor pack. So first place is gonna be getting a grand prize of $1,500 cash, along with four
Damn.
sponsor packs from rival teams. Second place, three sponsor packs from rival teams, and third place, three sponsor packs from rival teams. Oh, and I completely forgot to tell you this before we even like started the cast. I put
What happened?
together a travel trophy.
A travel trophy. I'm intrigued. What is a travel trophy?
So me and you were kind of talking about it briefly. I'm like, dude, I want to do something cool. Like, I want to do a traveling trophy. And
Okay.
so I can't release the details because like the trophy itself is definitely the coolest, most novelty trophy on the planet. I love it. You know what? I might talk about it. No. We'll talk about
No,
it outside.
no,
Oh,
no,
yeah.
no. We'll save it because I'm curious too. I just kind of,
I
yeah,
completely forgot
let's
because this
pause
is all,
that.
yeah. We got this awesome traveling trophy. And when you look at it, you're like, this is kind of cool. And then the more you look at it, you're like, this is the coolest thing on the planet because it's one of those trophies. Like, it's kind of like art. Like, sometimes you can look at it from one side and you get like a story, and you look at it from a different side, you get a completely different story. This traveling trophy is that. It is him.
We're gonna have to talk about this after the cast.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. So, yeah.
Before I ask too many questions, you give away too much
I know,
info
I know.
here.
I can't believe I forgot to tell you. Man, I've just been so busy with stuff that's going on. But yeah, this traveling
Looking
trophy is like it's legit. It is awesome. So
forward to seeing.
I'm excited to definitely launch this thing for you guys as well. So
With that being said, what does it take to be a KOTP champion?
man, so to be a King of the Plies champion, we are looking for the best produced video submission. We're looking for the following key elements in the video. So we're looking to showcase your city that you're representing. We're looking to showcase the team that's participating in the contest. And of course, showcase the crazy antics of completing the challenges. The video cannot exceed 12 minutes.
Okay, so with these videos, how are they judged?
So for you guys, starting tomorrow, Thursday, you guys are going to be able to go on our YouTube channel, our primary YouTube channel at USAFBL. You're going to be able to see all 10 of their video submissions on that channel. You guys are going to be able to literally cast your vote from the public. So we've got videos with the most likes are going to get a vote. Videos with the most views are going to get a vote. Video with the most comments are going to get a vote. Traditionally, I normally comment on all of the people who comment on my channel, but for this week's segments, I won't be commenting back because I don't want my comments to be rallying up against, all the other videos and stuff as well. I feel that would be unfair. So it'll
So
definitely be.
someone can't get on there and just put a whole bunch of comments like, hey, hi, hey, hello. That wouldn't count, right?
Correct. They need to be legitimate comments,
Okay.
fire emojis, stuff like that. They just need to be that. Of course, the teams themselves can't comment on their own stuff as well. So they got to be careful not to be racking up their comments and stuff as well. We know who they are.
And the team, all the teams get to pick their favorite video of the other teams, correct?
Correct. So each team is going to watch all of the videos. And then each team is going to put together one single vote for who they think should be the winner. And so you're going to have 9 votes, 10 votes total, but 9 votes going towards rival teams. And then you've got the public that will also be able to put up to 3 votes as well with their likes, comments, and views.
So, what happens if, for the slight chance, there's a tie?
If there is a tie, then Team USFL will step in and be that tiebreaker.
No pressure.
No pressure.
All the
I'm excited.
pressure.
All of the price, there's $1,500 on the line, so there's a lot of pressure.
Now, I think we might have mentioned that before, but is that the most money ever awarded to a fingerboard competition before?
Man, we mentioned this last time around, and I forgot to add that to my list of homework to even see if that is. But I mean, until someone tells me otherwise, we're gonna roll with it. I'm gonna say, yeah.
King of the Plies is making moves here, boys.
Making moves. Judging starting on April 26th is going to be a whole week. We're going to have a cutoff of May 3rd. So you're going to have 1 week, watch all of the video submissions, get your votes in. You could vote by literally just liking the video, commenting on the video, and watching the video, racking up views. And so definitely, if you've got a favorite team, you got someone that you want to support, definitely have them like share that video. Get people looking at it, get people talking about it. These are
Yeah.
going to be highly entertaining, very fun videos. I'm excited for this. This is the first anniversary, so it's only uphill from here for sure.
All right.
And then we're going to be announcing the winners right here on the podcast on May 9th.
Dun 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 dun.
I'm stoked. There's a lot going on. There is a lot going on.
Bro, the challenges, I can't wait to see these. The some of the challenges that we've threw together are just absurd.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how they go about doing some of these challenges because they got to do 10 of them. So I'm wondering which 10 they're not going to do. And so it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun for sure.
I'm hoping they didn't pick the 10 of the easier ones. I hope they went above and beyond. Some of the teams just knocked out the crazy ones.
Well, that's the thing with $1,500 on the line. I feel like you gotta up the ante a little bit.
Oh, I've seen some behind the scenes footage of people upping the ante a little bit.
Yeah, I've seen some stuff going down with Teak Tuning. I know Colt Boards did a little bit of behind the scenes and stuff as well. Fatty's World definitely came in. Fatty's Pre-Roll, they did a few clips behind the scenes. So I've seen them out there hustling and grinding.
Should we list the challenges or should they go back to the previous podcast to hear the challenges? Or how do you want to do that in this one?
We'll list the titles of them, but if you guys really want an in-depth like explanation of all of the challenges, definitely revert back to episode 54. It is definitely a funny outtake. Gary went you went a little crazy on the episode 54 last time.
Hey, that was a fun one. Here's
You
all
were
right. Well,
passionate. You were passionate.
we're passionate with love, baby.
All right, Gary, I guess go
All
ahead and tell them the challenges. Let's kind of like just go through
right.
them real fast.
Let's blow through them. Okay, challenge number one, banish them. Challenge number two, call the cops. Challenge number three, is there a fire? Question mark. Number four, that's gotta hurt. Number five, is it hot in here? Number six, get kinky. Number seven, old as shit. Number eight, I'm getting hungry. Number nine, is cereal a soup? Question mark. Number 10, public urination.
I know, it gets me every time.
Number 11, stomp it out. Number 12, rendezvous slash fingerboard con. Number 13, polishing a turd. Number 14, be grateful. Number 15, You can do it. Number 16. If it was easy, everyone would do it. Number 17, Jackass. Number 18, Upside Down. Number 19, Where's My People? And number 20, It's Your Lucky Day.
Those are some challenges right there.
Let me ask you this.
Challenges.
What challenges, Levine, do you want to see done?
Man, all right. So I've been kind of thinking about this. I like the creative side. I want to see what people have found for old as shit. Like, basically, what are they going to do a flip trick on or off of that's over 200 years? I like Call the Cops. I think that doing a three-piece line on a cop car is going to be very entertaining, especially out in the wild.
Yes.
Public urination is definitely going to be probably at the top of my list, doing a kickflip 5-0 on a random public toilet seat. But I don't want like a Boosie's or a Bucky's like public toilet seat. You know, those are like the cleanest bathrooms like on the planet. Not a sponsored post, by the way. I'm looking for like the grungiest, like just glory hole in freaking truck stop bathroom like out there on the planet. Like that's where I want this kickflip 5-0 to like just be at.
You don't see no glory holes at Boosie's.
Yeah, you're not getting those at Boosie's. And then I'm probably gonna say the classic Jackass, basically holding a fingerboard by being launched out of a shopping cart.
Yeah, I would love to see that one too. I think for me, the stomp it out where you get the tech deck, open it up and just do a trick and stomp it out in the store. I like the DIY with the dog turd. I hope at least one team does that one. I'd be excited to see that. Or let me look at the list of recaps here. Public urination. I think I'm gonna go with that one. We have
that's
to
a,
see.
That's a fun
we
one.
Have to.
That's a yeah. fun one.
Guys, if you haven't did it, do public. Yeah, well, I guess it's too late. Once they hear this, their video is already going to be done.
Yeah, they're going to already basically have it already submitted and stuff. So we're collecting all the vids by the time this comes out. And then, like I said, on April 26th, it's going to be out there for the public to view. And so definitely let us know what you guys think about them.
So on the 26th, will all the videos be up at the same time?
Yep, all the videos will be up at the same time. I'll make a playlist on YouTube called King of the Plies. Nice. And you guys will be able to literally watch one after the other and check them out. So I'm excited. It's definitely going to be a great way to spend your weekend for sure. Grab some popcorn. Grab your old lady.
Grab the public toilet seat.
Grab the public toilet seat.
So I will say that, you know, like for the first year that we're doing this, the traction behind it's like everybody's been super pumped. I've been seeing a lot of people talk about this. So hopefully next year it's even bigger and better.
Yeah, I think that now that we're getting closer to the finale of this, like it's even the energy for it is definitely even that much higher.
And another thing, like I know a lot of people that's been paying attention to this is not part of these teams. If some random person wants to grab a couple people and just do this for fun, I would love to see those clips as well.
I've been thinking about that as well because I've been getting a lot of feedback on this. People, you know, all over the country are like, dude, like me and my buddies could easily put together a team and do this and stuff as well. And so we might be opening up the floor for some interesting developments in the future.
Yeah, we'll see how it unfolds. We'll see how it unravels.
Yeah, most definitely. So, yeah, once again, you can find that on tomorrow, depending on when you're listening to this, Thursday the 26th. Is it the 36th? Is that a Thursday? I don't even know. It's on the 26th of April at USAFBL on our YouTube channel under King of the Plies playlist. So go and cast your vote. And then if you've made it this far, finger the like button. For real. Finger the like button.
And don't do it at Boosie's.
Don't do it at Boosie's. And then we have a listen to win. We've got a 34 millimeter custom deck from Loco Fingerboards. And fun fact, I met him at Rendezvous and Fingerboarding Con last weekend. And he's local to us. He's Northern Indiana. So
really interesting.
Yeah, that's what I said. So I'm like, huh. We might have to get together, maybe do like some collaborating decks or something. I don't know. Maybe there's something going on there. We'll see. But yeah, if you guys are not following Loco Fingerboards, definitely give him a follow on Instagram. He also does the Loco fingerboarding weekly challenges, which have been going on for, I feel like, at least a little over a year or so. He's been killing it with those. So definitely give him a shout out. And yeah, so we should definitely tell him the challenge.
I've been really curious about it myself. What is the challenge here, Levine?
So we've got 10 teams. We've got, oh, I gotta list off all 10, don't I? We've
Here,
got,
hold on. I got you. Let me scroll up here. Ah, okay. We've got Pips Squeak Wills, Fatty's Pre-Roll, This Fingerboards, Port City FB Crew, Zegheads, Yuck Fingerboards, Cult Fingerboards, Teak Tuning, Kim's, and Gone FB.
say that 10 times fast. Yeah, so we've got these 10 teams. And so if you have a piece of merch, like a t-shirt, any gear, fingerboarding trucks, stickers, anything basically from any of those 10 teams, make a post. So make a post, take a picture, make a post, and then tag the team product that you have. So if it's like a Chems tag, tag Chems. Then also tag USAFBL, USFBL underscore FBP, USAFBL underscore KOTP, that's King of the Plies. And then also tag Loco Fingerboards to get this pretty baller 34 millimeter custom Kirby deck. This packaging, too, pretty legit.
That's pretty fire, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, whenever I see these box display, like just boards and the decks and all that stuff, I'm just like, dude, this is pretty crazy. Like, that's next level even for me. So, and also, if you're not following local fingerboards, give them a shout. Check out the weekly fingerboard challenges, and then don't forget to finger the like button. And then
Guess that's it,
also,
Levine.
if
We
you
got
are,
more?
yeah, of
Ah!
course,
We got more!
we got more. If you're watching this
Okay.
before everybody else on our Patreon account, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all the love and support. Also, if you're not a Patreon subscriber, where are you at? Early access to all of our content. We've got subscription boxes and so much more. Now we're done.
Are you sure?
See you next
Peace
time.
out. Next time, guys.